าจารย์นายแพทย์วรุณและคริสตจักรนิวโฮปอินเตอร์เนชั่นแนลเมืองซีแอตเทิลรัฐวอชิงตันสหรัฐอเมริกามีความยินดีต้อนรับท่านเราเชื่อว่าคำสอนของอาจารย์นายแพทย์วรุณเราหับประสิทธิ์จะเป็นที่หนุนใจและเปลี่ยนแปลงชีวิตของท่านขอองค์พระวิญญาณบริสุทธิ์จัดกับท่านผ่านการสอนนี้เราเชื่อว่าท่านจะได้รับพระพรและกำลังจากพระเจ้าท่านสามารถทำนำคำสอนเพื่อแจกจ่ายแก่มิสหายได้หากไม่ได้เพื่อประโยชน์เชิงการค้า
May the Lord bless you. I'm so glad that we can read the scriptures together and we can build our faith and understand the way of heaven. Let us pray. Father, we ask you to teach us by your Holy Spirit.And we open our heart to receive from you. Please, Lord, open our eyes to see the light of the kingdom of heaven and open our spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit wants to say to us, Lord. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I would like to feed you the spiritual food and help you to know how to walk with God. I would like to talk about the power of prayer andWe're going to see the supernatural breakthrough when we learn how to pray and how to really present our request to God. Let me read from Acts chapter 12, verse 5. The Bible says, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. You notice that Peter was in prison.And a group of believers pray for him and ask God to help him. The church pray for him. Thank God we have the privilege of praying and talking to God and asking him to perform miracles and give the supernatural breakthrough for ourselves and for our brothers and sisters. It's so important that we should be a committed member of a good local church.So that our pastor and our brand new sister can pray for our life, pray for our family, and we can see a lot of miracles happen in our life. What happened after the brother and sister in the early church pray for Peter? I would like to read from Acts chapter 12, verses 6 to 12. The night before Peter was to be placed on trial, he was asleep, fastened with two chains,between two soldiers. Two soldiers were standing around him to guard, to make sure that he would not run away. Others stood guard at the prison gate. Suddenly, there was a bright light in the cell, and an angel of the Lord stood before Peter. The angel struck him on the side to awaken him and said, Quick, get up! And the chains fell off.His wrist. Then the angel told him, get dressed and put on your sandals. And he did. Now put on your coat and follow me, the angel ordered. So Peter left the cell following the angel. But all the time, he thought it was a vision. He did not realize it was actually happening. They passed the first and second guard post and came to the iron gate.Leading to the city, and this opened for them all by itself. So they passed through and started walking down the street, and then the angel suddenly left him. Peter finally came to his senses. It's really true, he said. The Lord has sent his angel and saved me from Herod and from what the Jewish leaders had planned to do to me. When he realized this,He went to the home of Mary, the mother of John Mark, where many were gathered for prayer. Wow, so powerful. King Herod hated Christians so much that he had the Apostle James killed. Then he had Peter put in prison. He wanted to kill Peter as well, with chains on both wrists. Peter was guarded by four squads of soldiers.To make sure that he did not escape. we learn from this story that the church was in prayer constantly for Peter, asking God to somehow bring him out from prison. While they were praying in the middle of the night, an angel showed up in the prison and woke Peter up. Do you notice one thing? Peter was sleeping. He was tired. But the brother and sister in the church were praying for him. He was sleeping, not praying. But he had friends who were praying for him. The chains fell off Peter's wrist and they walked past two guard posts. And the prison iron gate opened on its own accord. The angel performed miracles. Peter's life was spared. This is a powerful story. Peter was in trouble. Peter was in prison. Herod wanted to kill him, but somebody was praying for him. Wow, you can see that prayer makes the difference. Prayer brings power from heaven to the church, to God's people. And God performed miracles. God sent his angel to help his servant. I would like to encourage you to come to prayer meeting in your church. Join the prayer meeting and pray together for your pastor, for the country, for the salvation of the people in your city. Pray for your church. Pray for other brothers and sisters who may need help from God. My question to you now, are you praying for others? All of your family's members, do you pray for them? Do you pray for your friend? Do you join the prayer meeting at your church? Do you get involved in praying in tongues to really intercede for the kingdom of God, for your relative? You should pray to help other people to be set free. Many people may be in the condition like Peter. They are in trouble. They need financial breakthroughs. They need healing from God. They need to be set free from demons and from curses. Please cover them in prayer. And when you pray, red seas shall be parted. Hungry lions cannot open their mouths. Cancer is overcome. Addiction will be removed. And sickness will be gone. Blessings rain down from heaven. Supernatural breakthrough will come down when you pray. You don't pray just as a tradition, but you pray by faith. You pray for your relative, pray for your family members, for your friend, for your children, for your parents, pray for your brother and sister in the church, pray for your pastor. Your prayer can bring a miracle. Your prayer can bring an angel. In James chapter 5, verses 13 to 18, the Bible says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Again, pray, pray, pray. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. My brother and sister, the effective, fervent, faith-filled prayer of your church can save brother, sister, can save your children. Your children may be off course. When you and your brother, sister pray for your children, they may turn around. God can turn them around and come back to God. Some of the brother, sister in the church may be suffering from cancer and incurable disease. But when you pray, they will be set free and healed. I remember one of my members, she got attacked by COVID-19. After she was healed from COVID-19, she has a chronic cough. She really suffered from this cough. She went to see her physicians who took x-ray, investigated her condition, and the doctor find nothing. But I and Pastor Da and her care group members keep praying for her every week. And on last Sunday, she came to me with the good news. She said that she was at home listening to teaching the sermon, and suddenly God cast demon out of her. She felt something come out of her. And right after the deliverance, she got set free. The coughing was gone. She came into the church last Sunday with a big smile. She looked so healthy now. She realized that that coughing symptom come from demonic attack. Verse 17 say, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. Elijah was like you and me. He is a human being. And he prayed earnestly. I like that word, earnestly, that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again. And the heaven gave rain and the earth produced its fruit. My brother and sister, prayer is so powerful. Let's build our faith by hearing and hearing of the word of God. Let us be filled with the Holy Spirit, with the fire of God, so that the doubt will be burned out from our heart. And we're going to be full of compassion, patience, and love, and faith, so that we can pray for our brother and sister in the church. And we should join the prayer meeting. And we should pray earnestly for the will of God to be done. We should not just be lazy, doing nothing. We should always pray for our relative, our friends, pray for one another. Pray as a group prayer. The group prayer is powerful because Jesus said, when two or three gather together in my name, I will be in the midst of them. And when they agree in their prayer, the Father in heaven will answer. Therefore, brother and sister, please pray for one another. Prayer brings miracle from heaven. I need your prayer for me too. And I thank God for New Hope International Church. The brother and sister in the New Hope International Church always pray for me and Pastor Da. Pastor Da and I at home, we bow our head down and pray for our members, pray for the single, for the young people, pray for the children, pray that God will bless our brothers and sisters and bring healing to them. Pray that they will not be in debt and they will have supernatural financial breakthrough. How many people say that, I promise God from now on, I will pray for other people. I will pray for my brother and sister, my family members. And how many people say, I'm going to build my faith and I'm going to really grow my faith so that I can pray earnestly for other people. I want to encourage you to be the prayer warrior, to pray for other people. Pray by the Spirit, by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us thank God together. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, that when we pray, something powerful happens. Supernatural things take place. Help me to develop a habit of praying for others and be patient and stay faithful when I don't see anything. Lord, we're not going to give up. We're going to keep praying and praying until we see the answer from heaven, Lord. We thank you so much for listening to our prayer. Father, help us, Lord, to really be faithful in praying for other people, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We believe from now on, when we pray together in the prayer meeting, or when the husband and wife pray for the children, or when we pray for our pastor and leaders, you shall answer. Miracles shall happen on earth, Lord. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. It's so wonderful to be encouraged by the word of God. And I believe that the Lord will use you to pray and bring miracle into this world. Great things going to happen in other people's life because you pray for them and God is pleased with your life. God bless you. May the Lord give you more faith, more grace, more patience, and more fire into your life in Jesus' name. Amen.
เราหวังเป็นอย่างยิ่งว่าคำสอนนี้จะเป็นพระพรต่อชีวิตส่วนตัวชีวิตครอบครัวและงานรับใช้ของท่านหากท่านต้องการคำสอนในชุดอื่นๆหรือต้องการข้อมูลเกี่ยวกับคริสตจักรของเราท่านสามารถติดต่อได้ที่คริสตจักร New Hope International โทรศัพท์206-275-1042หรือ086-688-9940ในประเทศไทยท่านยังสามารถรับฟังและดาวน์โหลดคำเทศนาได้เองผ่านทางพอดแคสต์ด้วย iTunes เข้าไปดูวิธีได้ที่เว็บไซต์www.newhic.org หรือเขียนจดหมายมายัง New Hope International Church 10808 South East 28 Street Bellevue Washington 98004สหรัฐอเมริกาหรือท่านสามารถดาวน์โหลดแอปของ New Hope International Church ใน Android Phone หรือ iPhoneหรือท่านอาจฟังคำสอนได้ใน www.soundcloud.com โดยพิมพ์ชื่อวรุณเหล่าหาประสิทธิ์หรือในเว็บไซต์ www.warunrevival.org หรือใน New Hope International Church YouTube Save the